Its current state on WKAR, the Major League Baseball season is at the All-Star break. The midseason classic will be played Tuesday night in Cincinnati. The Detroit Tigers head into the break at exactly 500, 44 wins, 44 losses after Sunday's 7-1 loss at Minnesota. We're going to assess the first half of the season, discuss Detroit's All-Stars, and look ahead to the second half with Sean Windsor of the Detroit Free Press. Welcome back to Current State.
Well, thanks, Melissa. Thanks for having me today.
Our pleasure. So what would you have said if they told you on opening day that the Tigers would be no better than 500 at the All-Star break? Why haven't they been better?
Well, Melissa, I don't think any of us who follow this team very closely would be all that shocked. They gave up some pitching, and the one thing that the Tigers have had the last 4 years that they've won the division and gotten to the playoffs is pretty spectacular starting pitching, and they just don't have that right now. Their offense is fine. The much maligned bullpen has been an issue, obviously, but it's really the starting pitching. And until we see some consistency from that group, I think they're going to continue to be a 500 club. Maybe a few games better.
So, looking at the standings, that 500 record has Detroit trailing the AL Central, leading the Kansas City Royals by 9 games, 4.5 back of second place Minnesota, and only 2 games ahead of Cleveland and Chicago. So, can they make up 9 games to win the division, or at least make up enough ground to make the playoffs in a wild card spot?
Well, I definitely think they can make up enough ground to get to the wild card spot. What are they, 4.5 games out? I think that's there's still 2.5 months left of the season. Kansas City is just, they're really good. They've just sort of picked up. They got to the World Series and they just kind of rolled with that. That's a young team that has been on the cusp for a few years, and they're really feeling it. And I hate to say this. It's a bit of a cliche, but there's some momentum out there right now. So I wouldn't count on them coming back. 9 games is probably a little bit too much to make up. It's been done before, maybe, but I think they're within shot of the wild card, and that's really the big question right now. What are they going to do? I know a lot of fans would like the team to just start selling off the pieces, but I still think it's a little bit early yet.
What personnel do you think have been the biggest disappointments on the Tigers so far this year?
Well, that's a good question. I think folks hoped Justin Verlander would be healthier. I'm not sure it's his fault. His last outing, he pitched very well, actually. Although they lost the game, that wasn't his fault. The bullpen imploded the other night in Minneapolis. But Verlander's health, I think Cabrera's health. I mean, Victor Martinez, now that he's healthy, I really think when you say disappointment, I guess some fans would point to Nick Castellanos at third base, although he's been playing a little bit better lately. It really goes back to the pitching, but then again, the guys that they brought in trying to replace some of the guys that left, Max Scherzer obviously being the best among them, did not quite have the track record. So it's when we say disappointing, that's kind of a tough word.
Have you seen any pleasant surprises on the team this year?
I think the shortstop, Jose Iglesias, who's going to be an all-star and be in the game tomorrow night in Cincinnati, we realized how good he was with the glove. He's just, his hand-eye coordination is just incredible. He's really fun to watch. He's so fluid and nimble out there. And even just the way he pulls, when he feels the ground ball, the way he pulls the ball out of the glove and kind of gets into his throwing motion, it's really balletic. It's beautiful. But what we didn't expect maybe was his bat. He's been really, really consistent. He's a very good hitter. He doesn't have the power, but he's turned himself into a really consistent hitter. And I think that's probably the biggest surprise.
We're talking with Sean Windsor of the Detroit Free Press about the first half of the baseball season as the Tigers head into the All-Star break. And Iglesias, one of the All-Stars, as you mentioned, and a good surprise this year. Miguel Cabrera not playing, of course, because of being on the disabled list, which just somehow doesn't seem fair. It's his 10th time getting called to the All-Stars, and he can't play. What have you heard about his progress on the injury and his prospects potentially for the rest of the season?
Not much in terms of how that calf is healing up. I think they're hopeful that he can come back by mid-August, maybe at the worst late August, although that's kind of late. But, you know, he's really been kind of an Iron Man, again, using a cliche there, but he's dealt with, he had an off-season surgery a couple of years ago, and he hasn't been quite himself, but he's still, even at 75-80%, he's still so talented, so gifted. And you're right, to have him not be able to make the All-Star game, but he was leading the league in batting average when he went down, and he maybe didn't quite have the otherworldly opposite field power, but he was still, you know, arguably the best hitter in at least the American League, and it's too bad. But I think that they're hopeful again that they can get him back, and maybe the offense keeps playing as it has been playing, and they find some consistency with that pitching staff, and then maybe he comes back and gives them a spark to make that late push for the wild card spot.
Right, right. In fact, I was looking at the roster yesterday, and I think Pujols is the only one who's been in the All-Star game 10 times besides Cabrera. So hopefully he'll be getting back at least a little bit in late August. Another big bat for the Tigers this year has been J.D. Martinez. 25 homers, 59 runs knocked in. Were people really expecting this kind of production from him?
Well, after what he showed last year, I think people were thinking that it was certainly possible again. It's funny, though. Maybe not funny, but remember a month ago, maybe a little more than a month ago, people were wondering if what Martinez did a year ago was the anomaly, because it was his breakout year. And before that, he hadn't done much at all. He'd been kind of a minor league guy in a way. And he comes here last year and sort of just takes over and does what he does. And he struggled the first month and a half, 2 months of the season. And so what he's done the last three, four weeks has been kind of astounding, actually. But you're right. He blasted his way into the All-Star game in a way, and he's absolutely deserving.
So people who were possibly thinking that last year was a fluke are seeing maybe that it's not when you look at his performance this year.
I have to say, you're right. If you back it up the next year, consolidate the performance, if you will, then yeah, it's not a fluke. But I do think that. So I think people coming into the season expected him to do it, or certainly the team did. And then when he struggled a little bit, because baseball's funny that way. There's the saying in baseball, water finds its level. And I think folks were thinking that maybe with Martinez, but maybe his level is closer to what we saw a year ago.
Kind of a bright spot for the last pick for the All-Star team. David Price has been Detroit's best starting pitcher. Won 9 games, lost 2. Is he the biggest reason that Detroit is even still in the race?
Well, among the starters, absolutely. He's been so good, and because the rest of the staff's been so inconsistent, it's been kind of overshadowed a little bit. Although I think there's a sense too that because he's free to go at the end of the year, and will this be another case as it was with Max Scherzer, where the Tigers aren't going to want to pay him what he might command on the open market, but he's absolutely been a reason. He's been their losing streak stopper, in a way. He wanted that role. He talked about that in the offseason, that he wanted to be the guy that when things were not going so well, that he'd be the one to go out and turn it around. And he's done that. He's just really, really good. And it reminds us too that this team used to have 2 or 3 guys like that,
right?
That's what it does as much as anything.
Sean Windsor covers the Detroit Tigers for the Detroit Free Press, and we're talking about Major League Baseball at the All-Star break. The trading deadline is coming up, and to your point about the bullpen and pitching and that kind of thing, do you think the Tigers will try to bolster the lineup to make a run in the second half? Do you think they'll be tempted to sell players off and just kind of call it a season? What's your take on the trading deadline?
I really think a lot of these decisions tend to be cultural within an institution. In other words, this team has been relevant and competitive for the better part of 9 years now. A couple of years where they weren't, but at the All-Star break, even in a couple of years that they didn't make the playoffs, they were, one of those years in particular, they were leading the division. So it's part of the muscle memory now, and I just find it hard to believe that they're going to turn around, at least right now, and start selling off their more valuable assets to try to get young players. And that would just surprise me, especially because they're only a few games back of the playoffs and through the wild card. And as you've seen in baseball these days, you get in. I mean, look at Kansas City a year ago. They go in. I think they beat Oakland in a wild card game, if I'm not mistaken. And then they kind of go from there. It happens. And maybe the Tigers think, why not us? So I'd be surprised. Maybe in 3 or 4 weeks, who knows? But I'd be surprised if they don't give this thing a little bit more time. They haven't been healthy, too. So
Right. Some observers have said that the Tigers don't have much depth in their minor league system because of some of the deals they've made in the past. What's your take on that? Do you think that's true?
Well, in terms of the way they're ranked, that's absolutely true. But you know, when folks criticize the Tigers for that, I say, well, look at the trade-off. I mean, they won the division the last 4 years. I really think a lot of how this state feels about this team is tied up in the fact that they have not won the World Series. So, in other words, 2 years ago, a lot of folks in baseball, the Tigers included, felt like they had the best team in all of the sport when they lost to the Boston Red Sox in 6 games in the American League Championship Series. And had they won that series, I think they'd win the World Series. And then we look at this entire run very, very differently. And I just think that changes how we view all of this.
Real quickly, before we wrap up here, do you think that manager Brad Ausmus is on the hot seat? This is his second season, and you know, when you're following up with someone who's been around as long as a previous coach, you just, you know, there's some pressure. What do you think is going to be the outcome for him, just quickly?
I think a lot of fans would like him to be on the hot seat, but I don't think he is within the organization, the team. I think they're going to give him a little bit more time. They know that the health has been an issue and the starting rotation has been an issue. It's just hard for me to imagine that they're going to be that impulsive. That's just not how Dave Dombrowski has operated. In fact, if anything, he goes the other way. He's very loyal in a sense.
Well, we'll hope for a better second half for the Tigers, and we appreciate you talking with us on Current State. We've been talking with Sean Windsor of the Detroit Free Press about Detroit Tigers' 500 season at the All-Star break and the prospects for what's next. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Melissa.